Hi, everyone. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the Plan Your Divine Year. We're going to do a release visualization. Let's put everything to the side. And by the way, during this, you may want to tap. If there are some emotions that are coming up around the idea of letting something or someone go, around the idea, the sense of, you know, well, I don't know how I would ever release that. I've tried for years, whatever. Just be aware, pay attention to what's coming up for you as we go through this. It will very likely be a very soothing, very beautiful meditation for you. But be, you know, trust your own body, trust your own sense of what you need, and give it to yourself. Okay? All right, nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. We're going to tune into that wise part of ourselves, the part where we can connect and get instant responses, immediate responses from our guides and from our angels, where all the distractions are put off to the side, closing our eyes, letting ourselves take a nice deep breath in and releasing. And in this moment, we surround ourselves with the color pink. Pink is the color of love. Pink is the color of protection. Only love is allowed in. We are safe from all other energy forms. And we call in our wise self as we go deeper into the connection with that part of us. We call in the awareness of this part of us, the appreciation for it, the deeper connection to it. As we take in a nice deep breath, we release anything that is in the way of connecting, the distractions. Nice deep breath in, releasing out. We let our bodies surrender to the moment. We let our bodies relax into this pure, holy moment of now. We let our minds relax into this pure, holy moment of now. We say thank you for this sacred time of connection. We feel the depth of this connection, the purity of it, the beauty of it. If you'd like to tap, I invite you to start tapping. If you just want to be, just be. In this moment, I call up my memories of 2020, my memories that are challenged, that feel heavy, that feel sad. And as I look at these memories, I allow myself the freedom to release. I allow myself the opportunity to just let them go. These memories, these experiences have shaped my year. They have shaped my vision of life, my expectations of life. They have influenced me in ways that maybe are not the best or the ways that I really want them to influence me. I am willing to let go. I'm willing to release. I'm willing to say thank you. Thank you. I let you go. I let the energy of these experiences to be released from my own energy field. And I call upon Archangel Michael to come, to cut the cords from these experiences, so I am clean and clear to move forward into my future, that they no longer hold me. They no longer influence me. I call upon Archangel Michael now to allow me to be released. And I accept his support, his energy, his wisdom and guidance and love as he clears that energy from these experiences. From these traumas, these things that I read, that I was living, that I was experiencing, that I was fearing, I allow myself the freedom of release from that fear, from that trauma. If there is one or two that are showing up for you in particular, stay focused on them. Stay tapping on them. Stay tapping on the intensity of it, allowing it to be something that happened, but not something that you still feel. Call in your angel or your guide or both and ask them now, what are the gifts from this experience, from these experiences? What are the gifts that I received? What did I learn? What wisdom am I carrying forward with me? Hear them tell you, well done. Well done. See them surrounding you with love, with their wings. The light grows stronger and brighter as you release the energies from these experiences, these traumas. feel your body grow lighter, your mind grow clearer, your heart is more open, your willingness to step forward, your willingness to be seen, your willingness to be heard, your willingness to do the work you are here to do. To give of yourself to the world, to the divine, to your people, to your work, and to yourself. Feel that grow, that willingness grow. As you release that which has affected you, but through which you could learn no other way. Feel it lighten. Feel yourself lighten. Feel your awareness shift about who you are and what you are here to do. Let your guides show you a new vision of who you are without the trauma, without the energetic attachments. Let them show you who you are. Receive that vision now. If there is anything left to release, allow it to come forward. Place it in a bubble of light and just let it go, like a bubble would rise into the sky, and it will be taken care of. It will be released. It will be transmuted. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. A belief that I can't do this, let it go. A belief that I'm not enough, let it go. A belief that it's too big a vision, let it go. A belief that I don't know how to do that, let it go. A belief that it's more than I can do, let it go. A belief of I don't know how, let it go. Let it all go. Let it all go. And if you want to just stick them all, even the ones you're not even conscious of, into a great big bubble, do it. It's like just clean it out. And let them go. I release these now to the light of the divine. I release them because I no longer need them. They are no longer a part of who I am. They are no longer a part of what I carry forward in the world, of how I show up in the world. I release, I let them go. And I notice again how much lighter I feel, how much more alive I feel without that holding me back, weighing me down, distracting me from the work I am here to do. I notice how profound it feels. And I celebrate. Is there anything else that you want to release? Is there anything else you want to say goodbye to? Is there anything else? Do so now. Are there any other cords you want Archangel Michael to cut? Ask him now. All right, we're going to move back into our bodies, back into this space and time. We're going to leave the energy of this, knowing that we can come back anytime we want. Anytime at all. And so starting to come back, I'll count to five. When I reach five, you'll open your eyes and you'll write down what you received, what you released. You'll remember everything here. And this way you'll have it for the future. So starting at one, begin to move your feet, your fingers, your hands, your wrists, your ankles. And two, now move your shoulders and your head. Three, take in a nice deep breath. Expand your arms out. Four, knowing that you will remember everything when I say five. You will write it down. You will feel unbelievably light. And you will say thank you to Archangel Michael, to your angels, whom you will see again, of course. And five, opening your eyes, being present. Now take a moment and go write things down, and I'll see you again. All right, everyone. Bye.